In for Jacinda Ardern, who finds herself in Manila, of course. Grant Robertson, the Finance Minister, with us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Number of texts along roughly the same lines, and the question is, why is Jacinda Ardern determined to upset the Australians over Manus Island? What's the thinking behind this?
I don't think she's aiming to upset the Australians. We're just trying to play our part as a country that always looks at issues globally from a humanitarian perspective. And regardless of how people ended up on Manus or on Nauru, no one can deny that we've got a humanitarian issue here. We want to play our part in making sure that we resolve that. They're the values that New Zealanders hold, and I think the Prime Minister's upholding them.
Isn't there a diplomatic line to be drawn that once you've offered once, we don't need to go back for a second or third go? If they've said no, they've said no.
Well, they haven't actually said no. That's the point. I think when Jacinda Ardern and Malcolm Turnbull met in Sydney last week, what the Australian Prime Minister said was, you know, he thanked us for our offer and said that they'd continue to think about it. Jacinda Ardern, I think, is looking at the situation and the pictures and images that we're all seeing out of Papua New Guinea and saying, what can New Zealand do here? You know, we have people here who have been classified by the United Nations as refugees. We've put on forward our offer and we're continuing to talk to Australia about that.
Do you think maybe Malcolm Turnbull was just being slightly polite and he's got no intention of letting us take 150 of them and he was just being a bit nice to say, don't bother with me, you know, it's my problem, leave me with it?
Well, neither you nor I were in the meeting, Mike, yeah. So I can't judge that. But all I do know is that, you know, Jacinda Ardern has said that this is a major priority for her in her talks over the coming days with Malcolm Turnbull. I think New Zealanders would want us to stand up, do the right thing and play our part here. No one underestimates the size of the issue Australia faces in terms of people who come to Australia and try to get access into there. But what we're trying to do is play our part in resolving what is now an immediate humanitarian issue.
Have you talked to the Prime Minister over the weekend as regards TPP?
Yes, I have. I spoke to her a couple of times in the weekend.
And you optimistic?
Yeah, look, I think we are now. I mean, it was a dramatic weekend, and trade negotiations do have elements of this, but this was probably one of the more dramatic ones. But I think what you're seeing now is a different kind of agreement that has emerged with the US not at the table. It's one that, you know, we were able to achieve some of the goals that we set ourselves going into this a few weeks ago. And I think there's an agreement there that the core elements, as the leaders have said, are agreed. There's a few bits and pieces to tidy up. But I think what now gets brought back to New Zealand for people to have a say on through our parliamentary process looks to me to be a much better deal.
Have you got enough of a change in the deal for your supporters not to come back to you and go, well, hold on, you said something different before the election than you're saying now?
Well, I think on the core issues that we raised before the election, we've seen significant progress. So we've got ourselves in a position now where we can restrict the sale of residential housing from overseas speculators. We've made significant ground on narrowing those ISDS clauses and indeed on the side letters that we're working on. So the one with Australia means that 80% of our foreign investment won't be subject to ISDS. I think we've made really good progress on that. Obviously, there'll be some people for whom any progress is not enough, but I think people looking at this will see that in 3 weeks we've been able to achieve a lot of the goals we set ourselves.
This free tertiary study that you're so keen on, I assume you've seen the numbers, that some politics are reporting 20% jumps in roles from people like midlifers. Do you worry that this potentially financially gets a bit out of control?
Look, we costed that and we took advice on that. We included in our costings before the election a 15% increase overall, and I'm pretty confident that that's what we'll be able to manage. But actually, Mike, it's a good thing, and it's particularly a good thing if it is midlife learners, because one of the things we know is, you know, we get more automation as we see bigger changes in the way that work is organised. More people are going to have to retrain, and we deliberately made this policy open to people who had never had the chance of tertiary education before, so I'm actually really pleased that people are looking at that.
But where I struggle with your policy is it doesn't seem directed enough. So what if the midlifer turns up for a bit of pottery because they're bored and it's suddenly free, whereas what you really want to do is direct them in a certain area where we need the help and the work and the skills?
Well, I don't think pottery courses necessarily would sit within the definition of what we're funding. But look, you know, the reality of the working environment today is that there are a range of different skills, attributes, knowledge that's required. And, you know, and I think most people, when they look at investing themselves in this, will want to do courses that add to their employment prospects. That's what we want. We're going to be working with the tertiary institutions on making sure that they continue to offer, you know, a range of courses. So this is about expanding the ability of New Zealanders to adapt in a changing world of work. And, you know, we're going to work with those people to do the courses that will help them the most.
Appreciate your time very much. Grant Robertson, Finance Minister, with us this morning.